Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, Sam Crowley, host of the number one motivational podcast on the planet, the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Great to have you with us today, September 23rd, 2014. It's an amazing day, an absolutely amazing day. You know, it's weird. Very odd. I find myself in a strange place arguing with a 13-year-old and losing that argument. I'm not sure how I allowed this to happen, and I'm still confused, and I probably shouldn't go live with this thought, but as usual, I grab the microphone, I grip it and rip it, and I think not before I speak, but on the fly. Jumping off the cliff, building the plane on the way down. That's the way we like to go with the Everyday Saturday podcast. So my daughter and I were just arguing over what the first day of autumn is, and to my knowledge, for the last 8 billion years, it's always been the 21st of September. Just like the first day of summer is the 21st of June, the first day of winter is the 21st of December, and the first day of spring is the 21st of, what would it be, March? Why? Somebody's got to answer me. Hit me up, at Sam Crowley on Twitter. Why is the first day of autumn today, September 23rd? Because my daughter's like, hey, Dad, so-and-so in class said that the first day of autumn's today. I'm like, Madeline, please. Please don't come at me with your lack of intelligence relative to the fall solstice. I don't even know if that's a word. I was trying to sound so intelligent. But anyway, I laughed at her, just mocked her, as I always do my kids, because they don't know as much as I do about stuff. Whether I don't care if it's weather, math, English, football, or Nintendo. Okay? Just Dad always knows more than they do. Then she Googles first day of autumn 2014 and shows me September 23rd, which is today, and I was shocked, perplexed, dismayed, and puzzled with a bit of a quizzical look to it. So I brushed her off, told her she was wrong, even though she was showing me that it was right. I don't understand it. I'm not going to dwell on that today. I got a lot to talk about on today's show, but I don't understand that. Hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Why is the first day of autumn not the 21st of September? I'm still not buying it. And I haven't done any research at all either before the show, obviously. I do no research. You know, it's funny. Somebody asked me at the event. I can't remember if it was L.A. or Chicago last weekend. Somebody came up and said, so tell me about your outline, like the preparation you do for your podcast, because it's really enamoring. And all these downloads and listeners from all these places all over the world. Give me an idea. You must prepare for your show. And I looked at him, and I held back from laughing uncontrollably. And I said, what I do is I turn on my microphone, fire up the mixer, make sure the cords are plugged in, and I start talking. And they looked at me. And I think as they got to speak with me a little bit more, they understand that's probably true because I am such a ready, fire, aim individual. And I embrace that. There was a point in time where I did not embrace that I felt I needed to be so super prepared. And look, preparation's good. You're going to perform brain surgery, you got to be prepared. You're going to record a podcast and your show is basically life unscripted and you want to show people how to make every day Saturday, have fun, no rules, do everything ethically, legally, but there are no rules and you just have fun and enjoy and squeeze that last bit of toothpaste out of the tube. You don't need to prepare, man. What do you need to prepare for? You got to talk about life as it happens to you. Yesterday, I was talking about our daughter who was taken off the ventilator on Saturday. That was an amazing day. Thank you. A lot of people emailed back. I sent an email out to my database. So many people commenting on Facebook as well as Twitter. I mean, it's just awesome, man. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. And yes, it was an amazing weekend. But then life continues to happen. You know, you got to continue to have, you got the ups and the downs. And as amazing as Saturday was, last night was frustrating, but for a whole different perspective, from a business perspective. I was supposed to be on a webinar at 8 o'clock Eastern time. And look, as I say this, as I transition from my daughter being pulled off a ventilator, like, dude, what are you talking about business? Well, it's because this is where my life is now. This is the perspective I have. And I'm sure you've had a life-changing event. You know, somebody, whether it was a loss of a family member or a financial crisis or something like that, that causes you to put things in perspective. But then we can easily lose perspective because we get a little bit too far away from that calamity and we go back to default. You know, there's a default Ohio, there's a default Texas, there's a default Australia, there's a default England. You know, we go back to that person that we always were, not always were, we go back to that person we sometimes are, majoring in minor things. You know, so my internet goes out about 6:30 last night. I was supposed to be on a webinar at 8 o'clock talking about Doobly. By the way, ma'am, quick 30 seconds about Doobly. Unbelievable business model. I love it. To find out more about it, go to everydayisaturday.com/Doobly, D-U-B-L-I. And it's a really phenomenal business plan of earning cash back at over 4,000 online stores that you normally shop at anyway. Target, Home Depot, Walmart, Apple. I mean, name it. They've got a cash back rewards program for all of them. So you're going to go to Walmart or Target or Apple and buy something. You might as well get anywhere from, you know, for a free membership, 2% to the VIP membership, Priceline, 14% cash back. I booked a hotel in L.A. and Chicago last weekend and got 14% cash back. I'll take it, baby. Book a hotel for $100, get $14 back. Cash in the account. You can use it as a debit card, have it transferred into your checking account. Check it out, man. The whole business model. Go to everydayisaturday.com/Doobly to find out more about it. But I was supposed to be on a webinar last night, and at 6:30, internet goes down. I mean down, like no internet. I'm like, oh, well, this happens every now and again. Let me just unplug the router. I'm sure that's happened at your house or business. You unplug the router, reset it, and it usually comes back on. So I did that. Problem was there was no lights besides the power that was actually blinking. You know, you got your DSL light. Slowly starts to blink, blink, blink. It's steady. And then the internet comes on. Blink, 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 steady. Nothing. Like, ooh, this isn't good. So I text the person I'm supposed to be on the webinar with. Said, hey, got no internet right now. I'll keep you posted. And I get on the phone with Cincinnati Bell, our local internet provider. And, you know, you know you've been sent all the way around the world because the person just doesn't sound like they're sitting next door in Cincinnati, Ohio. More like New Delhi, okay, India. And Cincinnati Bell, I'm telling you, man, you guys are going to lose customers because not because these people aren't competent, but there is a big difference between calling somebody locally that can help you out, solve your internet problems, and you know you've reached a call center in India. And there ain't nothing they can do. There's nothing they can do. And they're going to schedule a guy to come out today between noon and 4 and all that stuff. So here's where my mind's at last night. I'm coming off this phenomenal high, great weekend, but still got to get back to business, right? So got to host webinars and hangouts and things like that. And I've got no internet. And no internet for an online marketer, that's the lifeblood. I mean, you might as well pull an engine out of a car and say, okay, have fun on your trip today. It just ain't going to happen. We live and die with online, you know, with the internet. Right, wrong, or indifferent, that's the world we live in. You know, you got to make the cash register ring, and if you're an online marketer, you got to have internet. Got no internet. But you know what? I've already changed my provider. Next Tuesday, Time Warner's coming out, so I'm going to have Roadrunner installed. It's faster, it's more reliable, in my opinion, and I'm saying goodbye to Cincinnati Bell after all these years. So I actually took advantage of the bundle. TV, I've had DirecTV since 1997. Canceled it. Time Warner. A little bit, that moved my cheese a little bit. 17 years with DirecTV. 17 years. You know what? Something else is freaky, and this just makes me want to vomit, but you know what else is wild? I looked at between our cell phone bill, and I won't include our internet because it's not that. It's like $50 a month through Cincinnati Bell High Speed, but between our cell phone bill and our DirecTV, we're about $500 a month. Think about that for a second. Cell phone's about $350 a month because I've got myself, my wife, my 13-year-old. They don't use as much data. I'm on it all day, every day for data. And I need to have that much data because when I'm not at the house, I'm always replying to emails and doing business, you know, with an iPhone, it's basically a mini computer. Even though it's a 5-inch screen, you can still get everything done on it that you could get done on a regular one. It just takes a little bit more time. But, you know, I need all that data. So, yeah, I was thinking, well, maybe it's maybe more like $400 a month. Let's say $400 a month, because now I'm thinking it's probably more like my cell phone bill is probably more like $275. DirecTV is $125 a month. I don't watch but three stations. My kids watch the same shows. But you know that bundle? You know what I'm talking about? Like, they purposely put the shows they know. And this is marketing, guys. This is why I get so, I laugh so hard when I'm involved in some sort of business and as an affiliate or marketing. And, you know, you make the bonuses or you make the most desirable product the focal point of the plan. And people are like, well, I just want that. Well, you can't just have that. You know, it can't just I just want your podcast training. I don't want your video training. Well, you can't. See, it's a bundle. All right. I just want to learn how to speak. I don't want to know how to. Well, you see, that's not the bundle. You know, it's marketing. So DirecTV, all these cable stations, Time Warner, Comcast, whoever you got, they make the most desirable stations part of the plan that's the most expensive. So we're going to spend $125 a month whether we get one station or 1,000 stations, because the one station we want is not going to be included unless you pay $125 a month. Okay. But I was just amazed, and I'm spending $400 a month or so on this stuff, you know? But I need the cell phone to run my business, and for another $60 a month, my wife gets on the plan, and for another $60 a month, my daughter needs a phone, because when she babysits for us, we have to be able to get a hold of her. And I told her, as a straight-A student, you get a cell phone, you know? That's the deal I made, right, wrong, or indifferent. For the kid is a member of the National Junior Honor Society, straight-A student, so she gets a cell phone. But guys, $400 a month. I mean, that's almost, not quite, that's almost my first mortgage payment on my house in North Tonawanda, New York, that I bought in 1994. February 1994, I bought my first house for $87,000. I thought, for real, I had hit Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. $87,000. And let me tell you something, man. For a bachelor, this house was smoking. I mean, my mom even said, when she came to visit that year, she goes, you spent $87,000 on a house? Like, yeah, high five, Ma. She's like, yeah, ain't no high five. I love my mom. My mom pulls a saucer, a little plate, out of my kitchen cabinet, sets it on the arm of the couch, fires up one of her famous cigarettes, and uses it as an ashtray, because I had no ashtrays in my house. I don't smoke. Love Mom. God rest her soul. Who else can come into your house when you've just bought it, take a plate out of your cupboard, and put ashes on it, and put her cigarettes on? I probably smoked 5 cigarettes and put them out on my plate. Loved it. Loved it. She left. I had to, like, you know, throw the cigarette butts outside and then wash the plate, you know, have it steam clean for 6 hours. Hilarious. But you spent $87,000 on a house. I'm like, yeah. Fired up. You got to understand, our house in Bradford, PA, when I left my senior year of high school, my mom sold it for $4,000. $4,000. What was your first house? Do you remember? I mean, I grew up. It was a big barn, 5 bedrooms. But the ice, this will give you an idea. The house was so cold in the wintertime. How cold was it, Sam? It was so cold. Frost would form on the inside of the windows. Seriously, I would be a kid, and I would hold my, index finger up right now. I'd put my index finger on the window until the heat from my finger melted a circle on the inside of the window. We'd wear winter hats inside the house, coats, everything. But, you know, it's funny. You got all these holiday photos of us at Christmas time and Thanksgiving. I mean, Bradford, PA in the wintertime, cold. Cold, cold, cold. Coldest spot in the nation a lot of times. And I see all these Christmas photos of us, you know, playing Monopoly and stuff with all our winter clothes on. Thought nothing of it. You know, and I see my kids with iPhones and the best of the best, which is great. You want to do more for your kids than what you had. I mean, that's what life's about, you know, changing generations like that. But boy, you got to keep the main thing the main thing. So when I think of spending $400 a month on a cell phone bill and a DirecTV bill, and I think my first mortgage was like $700 a month, and that was with taxes and insurance included, so it probably was $400 a month. Man, oh man, oh man, 1994. So last night I got no internet. And I thought back, I said, you know, this has been a hell of a week. I got a healthy child, and I'm no way I'm going to bitch and moan about not having internet tonight. Now, the old Sam, and I may do this, catch myself, I'm human, all right? Let me tell you something. Every day is Saturday. Saturday's a mindset. not a circumstance. I'm trying just like you are. I'm trying to be that person. I'm trying to learn just like you are every single day. 6 months from now, I may be a little bit cocky and complacent. Got my daughter home. I can't remember exactly. I hope I'm not. Don't turn into that guy. But let me tell you something. Last night, I reacted a lot differently than I would have 10 years ago. The guy said, we cannot. We got to have somebody come out and fix your internet. I'm like, okay. Well, I'm thinking to myself, I've already canceled Cincinnati Bell, so I've got Roadrunner coming in next week, so that's fine. I've got another webinar tonight. For everybody that bought the podcast program in LA, yeah, we start tonight. And I love you guys, by the way. We're going to rock the podcast training, but I've got no internet, so hopefully today between noon and 4, Cincinnati Bell comes out and fixes it. Last night I reacted and I just did the old Jim Rohn. You ready? You know the Jim Rohn quote, right? Isn't that interesting? Isn't that? And I kept saying it to him, and I think the guy thought I was about ready to go postal, but I kept saying, okay, I've got no internet. I've got a webinar starting in 15 minutes now because it's now 7:45. I was on the phone for a little bit. I said, isn't that interesting? He's like, Mr. Crowley, yes. Are you okay? Yes. I'm just saying to myself, isn't that interesting? Okay, well, if I've got no internet, I've got no internet. And I'm thinking, how can I be upset? It's okay to be upset, but how can I be any kind of a jerk, I guess is my point, when I've been going through and we've been going through and my daughter's been going through and everybody at the Crowley House has been going through all of this nutty stuff with, you know, ups and downs and this huge emotional roller coaster. We're just happy to have our girl and happy that we're alive. And those are the thoughts that come into your mind, but yet somehow we lose that perspective when we get a little bit too far removed from that situation that caused us to have the perspective in the first place. Does that make sense? Like you go through some tough times, you get past it, and you're like, oh, okay, cool, I can be a jerk again. Oh, okay, cool, now I can start trying to make a lot of money, you know, things I don't like to do, and that's okay, now that I got that taken care of, and hey, let me tell you something, another hurdle's coming down the pike for me, for you. You know, we're not out of the woods, and there's no time, and this is okay. I mean, this isn't a demotivating thought. This is actually a motivating thought. You got to stay sharp, man. You got to stay grateful. And you can't be going back to that individual who just took things for granted like I did, like you do, like everybody does. You know, I've got another hurdle to face. I'm sure there's one coming down the pike today, tomorrow, next week. You've got one. So what do? We stay in a state of gratitude as best you can, you know, as best you can, knowing that we're all human. When bad things happen or tough things happen and adversity hits you, you react as if you are just currently removed from that situation that caused you to have all this gratitude in the first place. And understand, the sun's still going to come up tomorrow. It is. I promise you it is. Hey, I got a webinar tonight. A lot of people paid a lot of money to be on this webinar to learn the art and the power of getting your message out via this medium that you're listening to right now. I may not have internet tonight, but people are good. They understand. You know, if I got to send an email from a coffee shop when it starts saying I've got no internet, we got to postpone, people understand that. You know, sure, you're going to have jerks here or there that they just don't get it. But you don't focus your whole business and your whole personal life based on a couple of jerks and the way they think or speak and things like that. You don't let them control you. You don't let the 20% of the people, right, or even the 10% or the 5% of the people control 80 to 95% of the way you think and the way you run your business. People are forgiving. Life is forgiving, but you got to understand that thing that you just went through not too long ago should be fresh in your mind to give you that clear perspective and that state of gratitude that, hey, it can be a lot worse, okay? It can be a heck of a lot worse just because I'm past that right now. You know, it's like people get on an airplane and are afraid to fly. You know, they get on the plane, oh, God, just get me to take off. Oh, God, just get safe landing. I just want to get there safe. I love my family. I just want to. And then they get there and they turn into the not-so-good person they used to be. It's like, hey, don't you remember the person you just were on the airplane wishing all you wanted to do was have a safe flight? You know, let's be that person as much as we possibly can. I would say let's be that person all the time, but that's not reality. I know that. You know that. We're all flawed. We're all human. We all get a pass here or there just because it's the way we are. All right? But if you want to operate at a high level in business, you want to operate at a high level personally, you want to have great relationships and make super connections, be nice to people. You know, give them the benefit of the doubt and always stay in that state of gratitude that says, hey, it could be where I could be back to where I was before. I remember that feeling. Like I remember in 2005 and 2006 when I didn't have any money. And I used to say, God, just get me past this. I promise. I was making deals with God all the time, man, when I woke up. Just get me through this time. I promise I'll be better. And then I got a little bit of money, had a great month, or launch day, had a great speaking gig, and I would turn into that complacent, cocky guy again, and then I'd, you know, get thrown back into some sort of adversity in the fire. Like, oh, okay, now I remember. All right, yeah. I need to be grateful, right? I need to actually be thankful. I mean, just the fact that we can get up, walk, breathe, and greet the day. But that's not good enough for some people. It's got to be better than that. We got to be able to greet the day in a brand new Mercedes. We got to be able to greet the day looking at the ocean, not just my backyard. We got to be able to greet the day with brand new windows and carpet and hardwood flooring in our house. We just can't wake up with a roof over our head and be thankful. Really? That's it? Come on now. You understand the game of life, right? The king and the pawn both go back into the same box. So let's keep it all in perspective, shall we? My name's Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday podcast. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Everyday is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Everyday is Saturday.